Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Wednesday, everyone. If you're hearing my voice right now, you're probably thinking to yourself, that doesn't sound like Jake. Well, you would be 100% right. I am not Jake. I am Ellie.
Ellie from Nebraska Wesleyan.
From Nebraska Wesleyan.
She's here every day, and we're slightly concerned because sometimes the light goes off in the other room because Ellie hasn't moved for 20 minutes.
Well, the light is definitely going to turn off this
morning.
It's
going to turn off this morning because Ellie has been elevated to the big chair. Jake runs this place, and now she's been elevated. You know what? I called her just said because it was getting tight whether I was going
to
get down here on time.
All of this.
And I called her like that, and I'm like, oh, she's like, just kind of laughed at me. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I go. So you're going into the you're going to be able to run the show and be on the air and stuff with us like that. He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah.
I got this.
Child's play.
I've run the board before.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just a little bit more of a high stake thing.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Ellie.
How about that?
Amazing. You got to tell everybody what's going on. I'm sort of oblivious to everything right now.
We caught it late. Mm-hmm. In our text thread, there was a text from Jake that not going to be able to make it in, stuck in snow. And then that's when I reached out to Ellie. And then did you actually talk to Jake Sorensen?
Jake called me this morning.
Okay, neither one of us have spoken to Jake. So the only conversation, the only reason we know that Jake is safe is through Ellie, really.
So he's safe.
Yes,
he's
safe. Okay.
Mark yourself safe, and Jake is safe. So go ahead, Ellie. Fill us in on what Jake's situation is.
Jake, his car is stuck.
Okay.
His car is stuck in the neighborhood, unfortunately.
In the Accord,
in his
right?
neighborhood. I don't know what kind of car he drives.
What is it, Steve?
But it's stuck. He seemed a little discombobulated. So he said that he could potentially make it. Maybe not, but we're good.
Yep, we're good to go. The show must go on.
Whoa.
And it appeared that was your aging gracefully.
One time.
Yeah, one time was the show must go on, and that's exactly right, because there's breakers counting on us out there. But Jake will not be in today, didn't sound like anyway.
Did you have any problem getting in?
Well, I would say this. Let's push back on something, and someone's going to get probably some feelings hurt. I have no idea why LPS canceled school, not until till like 10 minutes ago. I have no idea. Because the only time that coming in this year that's been somewhat, not the word treacherous, but challenging was today.
Yeah.
This was the only day. And also yesterday, it was pretty much a blizzard. And there's still winds in the 30s, mm-hmm. probably. And there was, so last night as I'm watching, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here.
So they didn't. They didn't call it off till this morning.
This morning. Did not call it off until this morning.
LPS didn't count. Didn't.
No, not till this morning.
We got called off at 5:13. I was driving in praying that we would be canceled. And then I checked my email when Jake had sent the radio cut for the weather. And sure enough, it was there at 5:13. But the last time they called off, it was 5:45. So
this morning.
Yeah. I was surprised because LPS has called school off for the next day at roughly like 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the next day. So I kind of, and then the funny thing was I told Gigi, Gigi was making dinner last night. Laura is out of town. Mm. And so Gigi was making some dinner last night and I get a phone call from LPS and I'm shocked that I hit the button to hit receive. Because usually I'm like going, well, this is just that there's no school tomorrow. And it was just the fact that we had to put some more money on Gigi's lunch account. That's what the phone call was. And I'm like, when I go, gee, I thought I just had the magic call. And so right now, G's going to have that. She didn't go to bed knowing, but she's going to wake up knowing that school's canceled. And it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
Lives changed.
Wow. The whole thing is confusing to me. Now,
it's snow.
Okay. I didn't have any trouble getting down here.
Yeah,
my comment to Missing Tooth Greg was, it's not as bad as I thought.
If you were driving a car like Jake's, you would not have got out of our neighborhood. Because where the plows had come through the major streets, they had left a pile way high. I mean, you would have had to have broken through that. You couldn't have driven through. You had to be like, say, hey, I'm going to crank it up here. I'm going to bust through this. Okay. So there was going to be some issues. And on the side streets, there probably is some. And then also what happened was that this is being Mr. Science, is that we had such a wet snow and then it got cold. Yeah. So it's very frozen lumps out there everywhere.
Frozen lumps. That's the problem.
That's the
frozen lumps. Frozen lumps.
Did you guys drive yesterday at all?
What's that?
You drive yesterday at all in the blizzard?
Yeah. Yeah.
We couldn't see in front of you at all.
Yeah. There was some time we were on the road. We had to take Laura's car in, and I went into the auto repair shop. And they're all sitting there. I go, and the blizzard was on. This is about 5:30. I go, it's going to get real busy in here the next couple of weeks, isn't it? And the guy's like, oh, yeah. But there was some pretty good, you couldn't see real well. It was still just a twinge of light. So it wasn't quite so bad. But by that time, I mean, like at 70th and Pioneer, or 56th and Pioneer, it was gridlock. There was no wrecks.
Well, did you see the light out over there?
Yeah. Lucky to be here. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I thought. Yeah. That light out.
Where's that?
The traffic light.
I don't know what street that is.
I don't know what street either.
There's a light out.
But downtown, there's a light
out. Downtown, there's a light out.
Yes. There's a light out.
Be careful.
Now, this will not go down as like the blizzard of 25. No. It's only about 3-4 inches. So is this.
But this is very interesting to me. So frozen lumps are an issue.
Frozen lumps. That's real.
The wind is 30 miles an hour. So the side streets are bad. My side streets were okay. This is interesting. I had zero problem getting out. Like, it's very interesting.
My whole problem was that I had because of some arrangements we had to do, and we have, and Olivia, our middle daughter, is with us. So I have her in the garage. So my truck was outside.
She's staying in the garage.
Yeah, what's that?
She's in the garage.
In the garage. So that was I got up this morning and started my car remotely.
Okay.
That didn't do much. When I got out there, I had to scrape the whole car. That's where
scraping was an issue this morning.
That's what set me behind.
I didn't have to scrape. I was lucky.
That's what set me behind.
Let's reset anything from
the text line.
Let's reset
anything
Ellie.
From the text line.
Please introduce yourself to the listeners. Yes. Ellie.
I'm Ellie Atful.
Give us the last name.
Atful, APFEL.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I am originally from Grand Island, Nebraska.
Your dad is a very good basketball player.
He was a really good basketball player.
Does he do Song of the Day?
He does do Song of the Day.
He likes to
chime in, give his input. He'll give me a whole thing of, this is how I'm feeling about this song.
And then tell them what you do for Nebraska Wesleyan home games.
I am their public address announcer. So the person that does all the lineups and things like that for Nebraska Wesleyan, I've been doing that.
Welcome to your Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Just do it.
Hold on. Let me try.
It's okay. Focus in.
It goes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Snyder Arena on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan University. Today's basketball match is between the Central Dutch and your Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves.
Prairie Wolves. Oh, I like that. The Dutchman. Good. Yeah, the Dutch.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch. We don't like the Dutch.
We don't like the Dutch. Okay, we take some shots at some countries.
Wow, the Dutch.
Well,
Dutch.
She meant Central. She doesn't
like it. I have full respect for the Dutch. I don't have respect for the Central Dutch.
I think her dad, Bill, you could correct me on this, was the quarterback at Wood River when Frosty arrived.
He was.
Yes.
So Frosty overtook him at Wood River.
He did.
Your dad must have been like a...
He was a senior when Scott was a freshman.
Very tall quarterback. your dad? Because he's 6 foot seven, Derek Allen.
Yeah.
He's 6 foot seven. I remember him in
and
the
he's
news.
Been to Babel's Bar, Barn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I remember him in the news reading the World Herald about him. Like, he was a very good basketball player. Anyway. Okay, now Jake is not apparently not going to make it at all, right?
Jake's not coming in today. He's wedged on frozen chunks. Yes.
This is pretty big news because he doesn't miss shows.
The last part of the text was, I don't even know what to say.
We have to be very sensitive about this because this is hard for him.
Yes.
He's probably listening. Jake, if you're listening, we're fine. Ellie's.
We're okay.
Let us know that you're safe.
Yes.
And probably a pretty good chance. Like I said, I called what I called happened on the show yesterday. Happened. What did I say? The worst thing could happen last night.
Overtime.
Double overtime. The game went way late. And then the part was in the first overtime, I quit watching. Nebraska went up five. So I went in. And I come back out. And also, I'm like, hang on here. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on? It was a what's going on moment. And then the things went from there, which we'll get to. I know later.
We'll get to that later.
What is this?
Idle chit chat. Sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care.
There you go,
Andrew Newton.
Did he make it?
Yeah. No. And I said something to Andrew. I said, "Hey, if you're gonna come over to the garage today, try knocking some ice off that truck out there before you come in." And he's like, "Well, I got some other issues I'm dealing with right now, so." It'll be slow out there today.
So Nebraska loses in double overtime, though. I want to do something right here. Head count. Yeah. Which of the three who watched it in this room?
I watched.
I was busy. I had a whole night.
I watched the entire.
But I was watching updates.
We're going to lean hard on you.
For overtime, of the first overtime when I think the first five were Bryce. I think it was a three and a two, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I didn't turn it off, but I did other things. And then I came back, and it was all of a sudden, it was like 99. All of a sudden, Ohio State was just down one. I was like, what just happened?
Well, we'll get back to our chit chat. But what just happened, I think, is the ship sailed on Nebraska's NCAA tournament hopes pretty much, right?
It'll be very tough because Iowa, well, it's real simple. Iowa means nothing as far as it could just double crush you. But it doesn't do anything to up your and all they talked about last night where there was like, I don't know, the graphic was up 20 times, like last four in, and it was Ohio State and Nebraska were two of the last four in, like playing it out right now.
Oh,
and this morning coming in, Ohio State was at 61% chance of getting in. They didn't say anything about Nebraska. Okay. I'm struggling, you know, without coffee. We don't have any coffee.
Bill called me. I was
in the line. And I knew where you were.
I was at. Okay, there's two windows at McDonald's, the window you pay for and the window you pick up. And I was at the pickup window, and I said, you called, or you said coffee, you just wrote coffee. And I said to the lady, can I get a cup right now? I can pay for it right here.
I have money. I have a job. I have income. Is that what you told her?
Yeah.
I'm Steve Sipple.
She was flustered. There was a line. It would have been hard for her. So
well, and then that's
you're out of luck.
I know it's out of luck for me too on myself
because
I'm whipping down because I passed a McDonald's and a Starbucks, but I was on the time slot.
Yeah,
it's gonna be time crunch.
Ellie was here. How about Ellie?
First one here.
I called her
and I said, "Are you in studio?" She goes, "I am."
What time did you make it in?
5:20.
She's amazing.
What are you driving these days?
That's a really good question. Volkswagen, I don't know what
a VW Bug.
No,
that'd be incredible. That would not go around.
No, but it,
like a Wolfsburg edition.
Yeah, it has like.
What did you just say?
Trixie's got a Wolfsburg edition.
Okay.
VW. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Yeah, but it's only like front wheel drive.
Front wheel drive,
not four wheel.
I saw someone driving yesterday, and I was with my middle daughter Olivia, and I said, "I don't know what, why you would have that." And they had their flashers on, going about 10 miles an hour because they were in like a car with rear wheel drive, and it just doesn't work. If you have last driving yesterday during the blizzard, cars with front wheel drive were still going to be just fine. The roads were not that rough.
You made it in. Good job. I'm always an advocate of have a pickup with four-wheel drive. You never have to worry about anything, really. You don't.
Yeah, there's never a time today where I was going, I'm sure I'm going to get stuck. No.
Nope. It's not even a thought, really. So the weather discussion to me is really interesting right now.
Because look at the wind whip. It's
not,
whipping.
But it I didn't have any trouble coming in. But Greg, missing two, said, no, this is the worst it's been all year. This is the worst conditions.
And I confirmed that immediately. Yeah. I said, "Go, there's nothing," which was shocking. As I was driving in, and then finally I get a text from my wife that says, "Hey, they just canceled school." And I'm like, yeah, they should have.
Yeah,
I don't
today.
Know why this wasn't canceled today. Last night at 10-something.
Right. Oh, it'd be a disaster to have school today. Right.
Yeah, if you threw a bunch of 16-year-olds out there in an Impala whipping around trying to get to Lincoln Southwest, yeah, there'd be issues.
Yeah. What's the text line's reaction to Jake's absence?
They're hoping that he's okay. They're saying that stream and radio's not working, but everything on my
stream
end
and radio's
good.
Not working.
Radio should be good.
Radio
should be good,
but stream's not working.
Stream should be up.
But the stream should be up.
Yeah,
but it's radio's not. You're saying
up? Some people are saying it is. Some people are saying it's not. So.
Gotcha. Do we have?
We are going to figure that out.
Is there
right now?
Is there a chance we're just talking to each other?
No, people.
I think right now it's just three of us drove into a blizzard to talk to each other. We could have handled this from home.
No, we're here.
No, we're good.
That'll be the best. It'll be the best show ever. No one heard us the entire show.
Okay, I'm getting somebody saying stream is good.
Okay.
Stream is some. Okay, I need validation. Yes. YouTube's okay. Stream is good. People can see us.
Can your dad call in? Have your dad call Sipple.
We can have
that. Have your dad call Sipple on air right now.
We're good. Okay. Stream is up. Radio's up.
Stream is working now.
Yep.
Cool. Yes.
So we're getting text now. That Joe and Boulder sent one
stream
in.
Stream is
that.
Up.
Joe Jerky right there. I sent in that.
This is good. We're
this
good.
This is amazing.
YouTube is working.
Look at us.
We're rolling. We're rolling.
My wife says, not here. Well, I got a lot coming in from my wife here.
Uh-oh. Well, you don't have to read all of it.
Yeah, please don't. We are totally
this
fine.
This is very exciting.
I can finally hear you. She says, oh, dear Ellie. Okay.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just not on the right live thing for radio.
Gotcha.
Here we are.
I don't usually work it this early in the morning.
So we probably seen. So right
trial
now.
Trial and error.
So
I
we,
can see
so we
you.
Think right now we have radio.
We are.
Okay, so
good.
Let's go over it again. Jake is not here.
Jake is
Who
not
are you?
Here. I'm Ellie Apfel from Nebraska Wesleyan University.
Yes.
Yip, yip, go pee wolves. We don't have school today.
That was incredible.
Is that a
go pee wolves.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
Yip,
yip. Yip.
Is that the signal?
Yip, yip. I'm going to cut that later. Yip, yip.
Yip, yip. That's Texas Longhorns.
He just did Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, you got to do this.
Yip.
Yeah, yeah.
Yip,
this
yip.
Is, it's a dog. You're a dog. Yip, yip.
Uh-huh. Yip, yip.
Yip, yip. You did the sound again.
It's a wolf, not a dog.
This is a good. Hey, this is good. I mean, this is good publicity for the.
This could up.
I
this
know.
Could up.
For Wesleyan. We haven't
could,
done this.
This could.
No.
This.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
I'm telling you one thing. Right now, attendance is going to go up at Wesleyan.
Yeah.
Applications are going to come flowing in today.
They're flooding through.
Flood in today. If we do this for the P-Wolves today right there.
P-Wolf.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most. Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
50% off first year tuition for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, get a hold. Yes, get a hold of the president.
God, what a deal.
I know the president has been in my house before. Let him know if they're out there listening like that. Tell him to yip yip.
Go pee wolves.
Hey,
we do have one request.
Yes.
From Missing Tooth Greg. Yeah. Just do a 3-hour Dr. Love. Call in show.
Just do a call in. And then from Stromsburg. What happened last night?
A lot of people are cooped up today. It could be a good time for Dr. Love.
A lot of people are cooped
up. Okay, we should talk about the hoops, though, Ellie.
We should.
Yeah.
Let's.
Bill, you're really going to have to talk about this, Bill.
Are we going to a break first, Ellie, or are we going to dive in?
No, let's dive in.
Okay, diving in. All right, here we go. Don't have any coffee.
Hold on. I'm going to get. Listen, Nebraska, we all. I mean, not. Did everybody stay up, first of all?
I don't know how. I would say this. If you. We're started to watch the game. The moment that whenever you would have left, I don't see it.
Bryce Williams. Oh, let's just get the score out there, yeah. Bill, before we go on.
Do that, please.
We should, just for posterity. 116-114 and two OTs. 116. So Nebraska loses. Gut punch, obviously, loss. Bryce Williams.
43 points.
You know, Nebraska single game scoring record. Wow. Wow.
That's the singles game scoring record.
Yeah, according to Robin. Right. Bryce Williams broke the Nebraska single game scoring record, according to Robin Washit. But obviously it wasn't enough. Now, you saw the game. A lot of talk about the officiating, Bill.
A lot of talk. So I'll fast forward to that. I would say that they had an out-of-bounds play. They reviewed a ball out-of-bounds play where they called it Nebraska's ball and they reversed it. I would have to say to err on that there you could see maybe where it was still off the finger, I think, of a season.
Okay.
But they had to have a better view. I mean, it's two guys looking at it on a monitor. So that's probably there. The call that everyone is, you know, freaking out over is which again shows a coaching thing I'll talk about in a second. Please. Was that there was 3.6 seconds, Ohio State's up 3. They're in the backcourt but on the side, and they're trying to enter the ball, and the person entering the ball clearly moved, which is basically just like it's like a traveling call. You can't move off the tip ball that was out of bounds. You can't do that. And he clearly did. And at the same time, they called a foul, which when they blew the whistle, I go, oh, they got the call. They got the call. They're going to have their ball at that spot, and they called the foul that came down, hit the two free throws, and that was game over. So – couple things. The call was horrible. There's a little bit of sense from Nebraska fans that it cost them the game.
Right.
They still had to enter the ball and hit a contested three. So odds still weren't great. Mm-hmm. But the call was missed. The call, but it still would have been a difficult endeavor.
Okay. Good. That's.
I would say this also. There were several times that I felt that. For preparation wise, that Fred outcoached him, the coach for Ohio State. At the very end of the game, right before the play happened, Nebraska had a chance at a steal and deflected the ball. And the ball's on the sideline. There's 3.6 seconds. Just get it in and you're going to win the game. Or if you make a mistake, make sure you throw the ball in. It gets touched, but down at the other end. Mm-hmm. So here you go. They have to get the ball. I'm watching them, and they just got the ball. Four guys out here. And it's just like a win route, which means get open. They didn't have a schematic play to get open. So I wanted to go back like to 1985 for you. What would you do at that spot? What would any team do?
I don't know what. What would you do?
The four stack, probably.
Yeah.
The four stack. The
back
four,
in the day. Do they back still in the do day. That?
That still happens.
Does it?
My point is, have a plan.
Right.
Ohio State was like, they didn't have a plan. That's why it got so screwed up. And the guy traveled. It was a great job by Nebraska. But if you watch Ohio State, they didn't have a play. It's like, hey, listen, get the ball in, and here's the play we're going to run, which it kind of was almost like they hadn't really thought about being in this situation.
Mm.
And Fred is so good on we talk about his inbound plays and different
really
things.
Strong.
He's really good at those things, for those things to come up. And Ohio State did a classic. Mm-hmm. Bryce drives. I think they're down six, and he drives the hoop. Mm-hmm. They foul him. Mm-hmm. He makes the shot. Mm-hmm. And he gets a three-point play the old-fashioned way at an end of a game, which was just bizarro world.
Yep.
But so there's, I mean, so many things to delve into. Nebraska was down a couple times, 11. But it was back. The game was back on at about, I don't know, 10 minutes to go. It was kind of on. But there was a time in the game where I'm going to say that Ohio State had about a five-point lead. Steve, both teams scored, I believe, 12 possessions in a row. It was went back and forth. Not every shot went in, but they got the rebound and got it in. It was like, and also I got to go, someone's got to break serve, and Nebraska did.
Okay.
They broke serve late, which got them down to three, mm-hmm. which got down to the point where, and then Nebraska had their chance to win the game, which is crazy that Bryce missed a free throw. To put him up by one, which probably would have won the game for him. And he misses one, and they go to overtime. Then he comes out just like, was it Illinois? Who was the team that he crushed? Illinois in overtime? Bryce Williams at home.
Yes, he had 8 points. Well, yeah.
He did the same thing. He had 5 points in the first 45 seconds. Up five. That's when I went to get ready for bed.
Okay.
And that's what I think. But there's a lot of things to go, you know, from that point on.
116 to 114, two overtimes. That's about as Robin says, that's about as tough as it gets for Nebraska.
Jesse in Milford wants to know what Jake was saying in your guys' text last night.
Zero.
He's saying did anything?
Not, no, we didn't. There was
I
not.
I was wondering if you guys crickets. Were texting.
There was not crickets. There was not one text from Jake.
Which is
start
weird.
To finish.
That's weird.
Very, very odd. Because usually, because they were down 11, that's the time when you get the, you know, my pain is real of some sort of text. Didn't receive that. Didn't keep going on from that. No, not one word came in.
It was late.
But even through, usually you get something early.
Early.
Yeah. Early. Or And there wasn't even a final game over, final text of, I'm going to walk off a cliff, something of that
just
nature.
Just got something from Jake saying, I'm en route once again.
Oh, Jake's en route.
Just got that on the text line.
Jake, text the text
this
line.
This is huge.
He didn't text us.
He didn't text you last night. He didn't text you right now, but he
I don't know
texted
what Jake's,
the text
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
He was stuck for 50 minutes. Jake, we hear you. We're here for you. We miss you.
We miss you.
I miss you.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
What's this? Hey, what is this? What is this?
Call that the turkey.
Yeah, that's the turkey.
We're making hand signals right now. It's apparently the plainsman, or not the plainsman. Though.
It used to be the plainsman.
Yeah, don't get me started. I'll get worked
were
up
you,
on
yeah,
that
were
one.
Yeah, you were a plainsman.
As a plainsman,
Bill was absolutely a plainsman.
Yeah, absolutely. And I made it crystal clear that I will donate $400,000 to Nebraska Wesleyan as soon as they switch the name back.
You're going with 400.
Yeah, 400,000. Yes, 400,000. Sizable.
That would get us a new athletic everything.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be shocked about that. It wouldn't get you some new uniforms.
That's
and
true.
Uniforms, a few balls, and maybe
trying
a helmet.
Trying to think of what we need.
But I made it very clear on that would be a way I'd try to help out if we get that name reversed back.
All right. Well, I don't know, guys. We have to size this up. Hmm. I don't. Nebraska might not make the tournament. Now it doesn't look like they will make the tournament. This is gone.
The bottom end is still very interesting of the teams. I think maybe it's just Washington that's out, and they have no chance.
Oh, I'm talking about the NCAA.
I know that. No, I know that. But I'm just talking about how
we got a lot of people on the text line saying that Nebraska basketball chokes again. Season's over. Next topic. That we are. People on the text line are not happy.
Well, they had opportunities. Basketball. They had when you have, you know, your best free throw shooter. I think Bryce is second in the Big Ten.
He's a 90% free throw shooter.
Yeah, and he made the first one.
Yeah,
and he played. He did. There was one time he's 9 for 13 at one point in time. I don't know what he was overall.
He ended up 16 for 29. Yeah. Bryce Williams 16 for 29.
He had a couple misses late, but again, like I said, he played really well.
43.
Yeah.
He played 40, well to the tune of 43 points.
Yes, there's
Juwan Gary had 24. So Gary and
be interesting to see Jake's take on this. My take on Juwan Gary was heavily disappeared late. disappeared late in the game was not a factor. I don't know if he scored in the – it'd be interesting to see in the overtimes. I don't remember him. But he really the announcer said something about it too, that he really disappeared late in the game. But there was – I mean, what was the season? He had to make six, didn't he?
Connor, he was 3-for-7 from the three-point line.
5-for-13 overall. Is that the whole game? You just had the first half?
I'm looking at it.
I swear he had more than three. Okay, I'm really off then. I thought he had 5-6.
Because
he hit a couple. He hit several big ones. Really?
Well,
okay.
That's what says he. Yeah, 16 points for Connor season. Mm-hmm. So he played.
And he hit some shots. You know, inside the three, obviously. Huh, that's interesting. I'm off on that.
That's okay.
Yep, I would have guessed him.
So just the box score stuff. Connor season had 16. We've covered Bryce Williams at 43. Juwan had 24. Andrew Morgan had 14. Andrew Morgan made some critical shots down the stretch. I was following along.
Thought Andrew Twitter. Morgan played really well.
Morgan
he did.
Morgan 5-for-8. He had 7 rebounds. So, yeah. You don't – closeness doesn't do it.
No. Especially
closeness
when –
doesn't do it, Allie. Just remember that in sports.
When you have that –
it doesn't matter.
No.
And also the –
it doesn't matter.
The late –
there's always one winner.
The late missed call. And they did. They missed the call. It was a bad deal. The ball should have been Nebraska's ball, down 3. You got a chance. Should have happened. No one cares. It won't be like the committee won't go, hang on now. Remember, there was a bad call. No one – that is completely – washed away and end of story with it. And they missed a they had a 90. He's a freshman, but he had 90% shooter. He missed a free throw late, and obviously which gave Bryce the chance to win it at the time.
Did you feel that the officiating was heavily slanted against Nebraska?
No, not at all. I thought those two calls were very interesting. I thought the two call, and I think everyone's remembering late, but there were I would say this: it was a physical game. Now Nebraska, you can say, well, the it doesn't add up on the fouls because they had three guys foul out, and so that doesn't add up. But when I was watching the game, I wasn't distraught over the fact that with the refereeing. But the last call is one you remember. I mean, so much. I mean, if there's a pass interference call on the last drive against you and you didn't, you know, commit pass interference, you're gonna remember that one forever. And that's kind of what probably the biggest take is. I'm sure any time you lose, the fans are going to be like, "Oh no, the officiating was great. It was is even." I didn't notice anything besides those couple of calls. I did not think that it would get reversed either. I thought Nebraska would keep the ball. I just figured they must have a better view on it because I can't see that the officials or anybody is like going, "We really want this ball to go to Ohio State."
Personal fouls: Nebraska had 29, Ohio State 22. You mentioned those who fouled out. Burke fouled out late. All of them fouled out late. Sam Hoiberg fouled out, and Raleigh fouled out. They were without Raleigh and Sam, I think, for the last almost 3 minutes of regulation. Does that sound right? Or is it the first
Sam and Raleigh, I believe, yes. And then Ulis made a really nice – he made a three-point play. He did a really nice job with that. The play that probably, if there's fans that would have issues with the refereeing, I guess by this, it's the classic letter of the law. Because there was a flagrant one,
right, on Bryce,
called on Bryce.
What was your take on that call?
It's the same thing when they posted up what flagrant one means and what you see. This is the flagrant one is the new targeting where it's like, remember, we're calling it, call it, call it, call it. Nebraska had the ball,
right?
You know, they rebounded the ball. Bryce hit him. He was trying to box out. Basically, he did hit him in the face. It was a basketball move.
Okay.
So that was immediately when he hit him, it's kind of odd. Bryce went to him right away, kind of like that concerned. I mean, he he took a shot to the face. He did. It was a basketball move, a play that in our time would have never even been considered a foul or a flagrant one.
God.
You know, maybe a foul.
Better time.
Maybe a foul. But a flake, so they hit both free throws and then they score.
And they score.
I think it was a 4-point game and it went to 8.
Yeah, that was big.
So that was a turn that was big. But like I said, I think the referees are like, call it, call it, call it. And then they show what flagrant one, flagrant two is, and you kind of go, okay, they could call this.
Yeah.
And right now they're gonna err on calling it because the commissioner is basically telling them that's the deal. I talked to someone, not going to name names, a great official, and he talked about 10 years ago, however, went off as 10, probably yes, by 10, whenever targeting came in, the word was, call it. Call it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It was like, and that was back when there was no review. That was back, if you called it, guy was out of the game 15 yards.
It's gotten complicated.
And so, but that would have been a play that would, if I'm Nebraska, the fans I could see being upset, but that one wouldn't have freaked me out right. Because it was like, okay, don't like it at all, but I see why a referee called it.
Did you see the people on the text saying, how about the Buckeye player slamming the ball onto the court?
Oh, there's one. Yeah. Tee? Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely should have been. He slammed the ball. He was going to try to like do kind of a slam catch, and he missed the catch of the ball. Is kind of what he did. It was on.
Is that embarrassing?
Yeah, and I think I don't know if that was on the. I don't know which one it was. If that was on the on Euless, or if that was the one where Bryce scored, but it was late, and the officials even said that should, missed call. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a pretty conversation. Nebraska's lost 5 of 6. I wonder if Jake. I wonder if his slant will be blaming the refs. It's never a good look. I know that's what's happening out there. It's fine. I mean, people are doing it. They've lost 5 of 6. They lost the game in double overtime, Nebraska, probably out of the NCAA tournament. It's just not a pleasant conversation.
No.
The weather's a more pleasant conversation.
And the frozen and the frozen chunks.
The frozen chunks are the issue.
Right now, it's the issue. What caused issues?
The frozen chunks.
I just wonder I just wonder, like, was it like the science teacher from Pius? Or not Pius, that'd be LPS. It'd be science teacher from Northeast, like all of a sudden calling to the principal. Hey, listen, I can't get around. Just so you know, I'm like, Jake, I'm stuck in my neighborhood. Are we really doing this?
We're going to get a report from Jake because he'll be
We are. He's going to be coming in soon. I think we throw it to break before he gets back. And then I'm hoping that the whole next segment, it's just Jake talking about that massive
Hold on, what'd you just say we're going to do? Throw it to break.
We're gonna throw it to break.
I'm at that. Yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip. Go pee, Wolves.
Yip, yip. When we get back, hopefully Jake will be back.
We'll monitor him. We should really have.
And for people on the text line saying that Jake doesn't trust Ellie, Jake trusts Ellie. He just is the backbone of this show. We need him.
He's the big toe. He's the most important toe.
He's the most important toe.
If you lose your big toe, you lose your balance.
Exactly.
And Jake's the big toe. Yeah.
He's going to be here. Yes. He might even be pulling up right now.
Okay.
Alrighty. Two break.
All right.
Two break.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sand Hills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you a skilled mechanic looking for your next big opportunity? Constructors is hiring. We're looking for experienced mechanics to join our family-owned team. We offer competitive wages, great benefits, brand new service trucks, OEM level diagnostic software, and career growth opportunities. Positions include lead and A-level mechanics for our shop and multiple field technicians. If you're driven and ready to grow with a company that's been around since 1908, apply today at constructorslincoln.com.
Are you ready for a new opportunity? Check out Sandhills Global. Join a dynamic team where your skills are valued and your career can soar. We offer full-time positions with a 4.5-day work week, competitive pay.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.